A new bill in Congress to reform biofuel policy and favor newer options over ethanol is attracting support from conservation groups. We get more from KVCR's Isel Quapio.
Conservation groups are speaking out in favor of a new bill in Congress on biofuels to reform the nation's renewable fuel standard and steer it away from ethanol and biodiesel. The Greener Fuels Bill would wind down the ethanol mandate and invest billions to reclaim farmland lost to corn and soybean production as wildlife habitat. Rose Garr with the nonprofit Mighty Earth explains that when farmers create fields from virgin soil, it not only displaces native species, but the soil releases stored carbon. She says this makes the resulting biofuel almost as bad for the environment as burning gasoline.
We've actually seen about 7 million acres of native prairie come under production in the Dakotas and the upper Midwest. And when you convert it into industrial agriculture, you actually release a lot of carbon into the air in the meantime.
Colin O'Mara with the National Wildlife Federation says the massive stretches of corn and soybean fields have reduced biodiversity and led to water pollution from pesticides. He supports a move toward more sustainable biofuels made from other materials such as corn stalks or used cooking oil that previously would have been thrown out. The legislation would reduce the amount of ethanol in fuel and limit the amount of non-waste vegetable oil that can be turned into biodiesel. For KVCR News, I'm Isel Quapio.